Hi, hello, and welcome to the Disobedient Business Podcast. I'm Lucy.
And I'm Pippa.
And this is the Disobedient Business Podcast, the funny as fuck podcast for business owners who are tired of the business bullshit and ready to fuck shit up and make money doing it. Join us as we dig into all the parts of running a service-based business, from marketing and HR to tech support and operations. We'll take a look at what the conventional wisdom would like you to do and help you to find the disobedient ways to do it better.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to the Disobedient Business Podcast, which hopefully you already know because you are subscribed. I am Pippa Parthe, and I am, as often, joined today by
Lucy Parthe.
You're just giving away your... Yeah, so she just want to do your postcode and your date of birth as well, and then everyone's got your security information.
Middle names make a difference?
I feel like they might, yeah.
Okay, I'm just Lucy Parthe then.
Okay, fine. So this week we are carrying on last week's theme around why you might want to consider having a podcast in your business. And at the end of the last episode, we alluded to talking about the podcast content marketing pyramid. And if you haven't listened to that episode, pop back to episode 34 from last week and take a quick listen, because it will give a lot of context to what we talk about today. So there are many, many benefits, as we discussed in the last episode, to potentially having a podcast. I think possibly one of the most significant ones is around content marketing. I rarely speak to a business owner these days that isn't pretty much over the relentless drudge of creating content for the platforms they are on. Now, there's so many other aspects to that, which we won't get into in great detail today, about selecting your platforms and, you know, coming up with a content marketing approach that works for you. This is but one of those. But the what we're referring to as the podcast content marketing pyramid is a take on, so it's not an entirely original concept. I would love to say that I came up with it entirely, but I did not. It's a take on the content marketing pyramid. So just lose the word podcast. That's existed for quite some time, which, if you imagine a large triangle of, or a pyramid, if you will, that starts at the top.
I'm glad you said it, because I was livid.
you weren't happy with the fact that I segued from pyramid to triangle, and it's like, why? Why has she gone another direction? Which essentially starts at the top with infrequent content and rolls its way down to the bottom with really frequent content. So to put that in some context, because I realize this is a verbal podcast, as you might imagine, and I'm trying to describe something graphical now, might be as well that we include a graphic reference to this in the show notes, mental note self. But if you imagine at the absolute peak of the pyramid, maybe there's five layers, if you like, absolute peak of the pyramid, you've got infrequent content that might be things like super long form content, for example, a published book. You create them and publish them really, really infrequently. And it has long, long hang time. And it also has a lot of content within it. So then one down from that might be something that you do maybe monthly or quarterly, perhaps. Still quite long form, but certainly not book length. Maybe that's blog posts, for example. And possibly even, if you were thinking about it in the more traditional sense, podcasts would live there. And then down from there, you've got things that might be weekly to monthly. Then down from there, you've got things that might be daily to weekly. And then right at the bottom, the big base of the pyramid, you've got daily content. So think social media, that kind of thing. So that's the sort of essence of a content marketing pyramid. And the idea, of course, is that one larger piece of content potentially can feed down the pyramid and break down into much, much smaller pieces of content. So let's talk about it in the context of podcasts, because it'll make so much more sense if I do. Now, let me just check in with Lucy. Lucy, are you following? Where do I need to clarify?
I am only thinking about Indiana Jones and also raindrops. But I think I'm with you, so it's fine.
You get, okay. I'm not asking about the raindrops, but where does the Indiana Jones reference come from?
Well, just like temples, pyramids, etc. I thought that was a pre-Indiana Jones thing.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
No, the raindrops is more the raindrops is more relevant, because when rain falls way, way up in the sky, the top sky, it drops as a drop. And as it falls, it splits. And
all the way it comes down, it keeps splitting and keeps coming into smaller drops. It just keeps dividing till the rain that hits us on the face. So if anything, it kind of feels like that, in that you've got this raindrop from the sky that keeps splitting as it comes down to smaller bits. Do you continue?
I absolutely, yeah, no, I absolutely love the way your brain works. I really do.
That's science, son.
That is science. Some science right there. So why is that kind of approach so helpful, I think, is the biggest question from my point of view. And it's because if you take us all the way back to the beginning where I was talking about the drudgery of creating content, I think one of the reasons that we all find that, or for those of us that do find that quite a challenge, is that you feel like you're trying to reinvent everything every single time. You're faced with a blank page every single time. And a lot of people talk about repurposing content, and that's absolutely brilliant. But most people I speak to that want to repurpose their content just don't know where the fucking hell to start. So I think the reason a sort of pyramid idea works so well is that when you have a piece of so-called hero or signature content, you could look at that at a sort of strategic level of a, you know, we're going to have long form content and so on and so forth. But you could also look at it as a per content level. So for example, at the top of the podcast content marketing pyramid might be your podcast episode. So that is the longest form content you have as such. It's possibly weekly, but that's fine. You know, so it's not necessarily infrequent, but it's about the fact that it's where your greatest, largest, most expansive thoughts are shared about your business and your take on the world as it connects to that. And then you kind of gradually go down. So perhaps the next layer is your podcast being hosted on your website in the sort of style of a mini blog, which is what we talked about in the last episode. Now, whilst that's not a separate piece of content, that's the hosting of your podcast. So you've got your podcast hosted on, you know, a platform that helps get it out there in the world. And then you also link to it from your website. But actually, by doing that, it is a separate piece of content, right, Lucy? It's not just the audio of the podcast, which is out in the world through whatever mechanism you've got it out there. It's the content, the text and the photographs that go with that piece of content.
For sure. The thing that's just come to mind as well as you've been talking, I don't know if it's relevant now or if it maybe ties in more with the last episode that we did, was about that one of the reasons that you do the podcast is because we show up how we feel best, and maybe we don't like writing too much, or maybe we don't like video, et cetera, et cetera. But why it pertains to this thing is maybe you write blogs, and they're quite long blogs, because maybe you feel called to write blogs. Writing is your thing, but you want to try and get your message out in other ways. So yes, the podcast could be the top thing. But then also say you like writing these really great big long blog posts, maybe your blog post actually then gets split up into several different smaller podcasts that are more digestible and on the go for people, than because some people sitting down to read this, it might be an epic blog post, but if you sit me down to read like an article, it's going to take 10 minutes. No fucking way. I can't get through that. I can't do that. I can listen to something for 10 minutes. I cannot sit and read something for 10 minutes. No, I'm scrolling on by. So it could be a way that if you find it really easy to put the thoughts into a blog, to then have that at the top and split that down into four little hunky podcasts. Or vice versa, you've got one podcast that you can split down. Sorry, that was my segue.
No, I think it's absolutely brilliant. And actually, you know what? I love that you've challenged that, because you absolutely could switch the places at the top of the pyramid between a blog and a podcast. And that comes down to where you're driven as a human, right? Are you driven to write first and speak second, or speak first and write second, right? So one of those drivers would be the thing that prompts you. Both of the formats are equally valuable for all manner of reasons. And we've dug into all of the reasons for podcasting in the last episode. But it might be that your starting point is a blog, or it might be that your starting point is a podcast. So then kind of continuing down the pyramid. So we've got the podcast and the blog and hosting the podcast itself on your website as a separate thing entirely. So then potentially you've got email marketing. You can easily get 3 to 4 emails out of each podcast episode should you want to. Equally, you can just get one. It entirely depends on how you want that particular strategy to work. Generally speaking, we send out one email about the podcast episode that week per week, that might expand going forward. But that's our current strategy. If your strategy was all around the podcast, you could easily send out 3 or 4 emails a week or 3 or 4 emails over a fortnight if you are going to share your podcast episodes every 2 weeks. From that original content, I think this is the really important point here. You've got an audio of, I don't know, let's just say, for example, 30 minutes. Everything is being driven by that 30 minutes of audio. So if you then come down another layer in the pyramid, this is turning out to be quite a tall pyramid today, right? Then you've got social posts, perhaps longer form social posts. If you are a writer of captions and you like quite longer form ones, or possibly even shorter or video form content, you know, and you definitely get prizes for taking a snippet of audio or taking a snippet of video from the actual episode and turning those into social posts rather than having to redo it from scratch when you've already said those things in the podcast. And that's just scratching the surface in terms of what you could do. But I think the really important point in terms of time saving, getting the best from your content, is that all of that potential content comes from one single podcast episode. That is a hell of a lot of value for money, right?
Yes. And I just also want to quickly touch on what if you were doing a podcast that was serialized and you were doing them in batches of like 6 or 8 episodes, because I think so far, what we've talked about, we generally keep in mind doing something that's either like an ongoing weekly or fortnightly podcast. So I think the same thing still applies if you are thinking of doing something serialized. It's just maybe more spread out or drill down more. So it might not be that every week you post about this episode, but if you're doing a series, then maybe episode 1, even though you've released them either in one go or weekly during that series, but then you could take each episode as the top of the month and then drill down 4 different weekly newsletters about that episode, so that even though you're not having to, because not to put people off, but a podcast is work.
Yeah.
Like there is effort that goes into it.
There is some work, isn't there? Yeah.
Especially if you're doing it weekly, it is an undertaking. It's an undertaking that we love, but it is a job. It does take some. So say you do it as a series and that series came out over a 6-week period. Great. But you could do episode 1 as your kind of, that's your hero content for that month. And then you're stretching those 6 episodes over your content for 6 months.
Yeah.
Potentially.
For sure. I couldn't agree more. And thank you for bringing that up, actually, because I don't think I was thinking very much on that sort of continuous podcast type approach. But you're right. It's, you know, if you are bringing out a limited series, could go for 6 weeks, 6 episodes could go for 6 months or some kind of variant in the middle. Completely agree. And I think one of the things that we are spending a lot more time digging into and in our upcoming podcast launch course is something that we're going to be including because it feels super important right now. And that is how you go from the work that's already gone into planning your podcast episode, inviting your guests, recording the episode, editing the episode, putting it out there into the world. So as Lucy quite rightly says, there's work in that. How do you go from that to using that content in a way that is as quick and easy as possible and means that podcasting is not just yet another thing that gets added to the list and actually makes your job harder and not easier, right?
Hey, hey, it's Lucy. Just interrupting this broadcast to invite you along to our upcoming 3-day free Get Your Pod On challenge. We believe big time in the power of podcasting, and if launching a podcast is on your 2023 vision board, you are not going to want to miss this 3-day challenge. You'll set the goals for your fab new podcast, figure out a structure, and find your podcast voice so you can get your pod on. Each day, we'll share our best strategies and set you a fun task to complete to move you one step closer to launching your very own pod. Sign up at disobedientbusiness.com/get-your-pod-on. I think we...
Yeah. Go on.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I think on one hand, I feel like I get very scared to be like, to say to people, podcasting is a chunk of work, because I don't want to put people off it, because it is great. But it's like also maintaining a social media in the same kind of volume takes a lot of work. There is no, I think, whatever avenue that you go down, something is always going to require effort. There is no magical, it just happens overnight. You don't have to lift a finger. You don't have to do anything.
What, you mean there's no fairies?
Yeah, there's no fairy solution. So when we say podcasting is work, it does require work, but it's about what we've said before of if the idea of putting out social media content, in designing the graphics, designing the posts, having all that strategy for maintaining an IG grid, et cetera, fills you with dread, whereas doing something like a podcast fills you with joy, like they're still the same. You're still putting in the same amount of work. We're just saying to channel that work and that time into something that you enjoy doing rather than something that fills you with fear.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just want to just put that out there.
No. I agree with you. And you know what? I think there is another side note to the idea of podcast not just being a, you know, easy peasy, no problem done situation. And that is, if you set yourself up in a way that you have great systems, processes, and ways of doing things, you can make it much easier for yourself, which is not to say that it's any more so than creating any other kind of content, that it just happens. There are no magical content fairies. I can't believe I haven't found any yet, but there aren't, that are going to do it for you. But you most definitely can put systems, standard operating procedures, processes, whatever you want to call them, in place that make your life as easy as it possibly can be. And actually, that links beautifully, Lucy, into my big thing for this episode, which is around how you can take that wonderful, like I said, for example, 30-minute podcast episode and turn it into all of the various bits in the pyramid that we've been talking about. Because I know a lot of folks who love this idea of content repurposing. They talk about employing people that can go through their content and create smaller bits of, you know, they're sort of abdicating the role of, you know, repurposing the content and just getting somebody else to do it for them. And that's wonderful. But obviously that's a service that requires an investment. And if you're in a position to make that investment and you want to, then rock on, have at it, as people would say. But I think the thing that we have now, which is freaking wonderful, is using AI, something like ChatGPT, in a way that perhaps it wasn't originally intended for, because, you know, so far most of the things I've seen people using ChatGPT for is going out and mining the internet for things like writing blog posts or write an email as if you were a certain kind of person. And it's absolutely brilliant at those things, etc. And we've been spending quite a bit of time recently playing with how it can be supportive in our business. But what I love about what I'm about to say is not about going out and mining the internet for content that many millions of other people have written. This is about taking the words that you have created in your podcast and turning them into pretty much every single one of those pieces of content that we've just listed in the pyramid so far. And the way that you'd go about doing that is to use, when you're creating your podcast and editing it and getting it ready for going out into the world, if you use a tool like Descript, for example, to create a transcript of your words, you can quite literally upload that transcript into one of these AI platforms. Again, I'm using ChatGPT as an example, and ask it to cut your words up into whatever format you want them to be cut up into. You can ask it to pull out a number of emails. You can ask it to pull out a number of headings for subtopics if you want to write the emails from scratch. You could ask it to take the topic for 12 social media posts out of the transcript. And then once you've done that, you can then go further on and say, okay, now that you've done that, please write a maximum 100 word, maximum 50 word, whatever length you want it to be, caption on topic number one that it's pulled out. You can ask it to pull out four themes and then write four shorter blog posts on that. You can ask it, once it's written those, to come up with the subheadings within that blog post. Quite literally, it can do all of those things in a way that would take all of us some time of head scratching and thinking and working things out. Will the output that you get be absolutely perfect? No, obviously. You'll both have to ask it to fine tune what it creates and then also potentially fine tune it slightly yourself. But my experience of it so far, particularly, and I think this is my key point here, particularly if the source information that you're giving it to work with is your information in the first place. because then you're not spending anywhere near as much time working on language, tone of voice, context, who your ideal audience and community is, what your business is all about, because that content is already driven from the podcast episode that you have literally already recorded. So I know you know all of this anyway, Lucy. So just for a moment, please fake your absolute excitement at my mic drop moment.
Holy fucking shirt balls.
But seriously, give me your take on this whole chat GPT thing, because you and I are pretty freaking excited about the possibilities for this at the moment, right?
We are. I would like to put in my official campaign that ChatGPT needs a different name, because ChatGPT is too hard, especially if we've now got the numbers at the end to think about as well. I need something else. Please, someone work on it and come to me with a solution. I'm outsourcing this to
the world.
And the other thing that I just want to touch on is, before I talk about how exciting ChatGPT is, I don't know if it's just our accents. Is it hard for everyone? Is everyone struggling with saying ChatGPT? It just feels it's too much. GPT, it's just too much mouth. It's too much mouth movement.
Okay, bring it back.
Anyway, so the thing that was a point was, I know Pippa mentioned Descript, and I think the reason I want to say about something like why we mentioned Descript is because, especially if you're not already using a transcription software to transcribe, if you're doing group calls that you're transcribing or something, is because Descript transcribes as you edit. So the reason that we say, or we get excited about using Descript and using it for our transcription, is because it's two in one. When you record your episode, if you're recording directly into Descript, it transcribes as you're recording your episode and saying your words. Or if you're importing your audio into Descript, it transcribes that file as part of the editing process. So it just means that you're not getting either another piece of software or having to then take a file and put it somewhere else. It's just doing it all in one for you, which is why I think it's so great. But anyway, back to the excitement about ChatGPT rather than excitement about Descript. Both are very exciting. And so, yeah, super exciting, because I think as well that length page thing that Pippa's mentioned before is that when you're thinking about even this pyramid raindrop content, still saying to me, oh, here's this chunk, go and turn it into seven different things, I'm still looking at it like, and I think also, I don't know if it's a neurodivergent thing, but that could be the most painful thing on the fucking planet to do.
Yeah.
So case in point, as Pippa said, we send out an email every week specifically about our podcast episode. And all it is basically taking the show notes, expanding on them slightly, but not that much, because we don't want it to be a super long email, and then pulling out these three or four key points about the episode. For some reason this week, my brain could not. It could not. It could not do it. It was like, absolutely fucking not. Jump off a cliff, Lucy. I will make us go and stand in traffic before we write this email. It's not happening. It's just not going to happen. You're not doing it. Absolutely no. I'm having a strop. My brain was basically sat in the corner, scrunched up, arms around its legs, just huffing. It was not happy. So I took my show notes, I put them into ChatGPT and said, yo, also, side note, I'm very committed to talking very nicely to the robots, because I want to put in good favor now before they rise up and take over. So do say please and thank you. That's my little top tip. I talk very nicely to ChatGPT. I ask it if it's having a nice day, how it's doing. And I said, hello, ChatGPT. Could you possibly take these podcast show notes and turn them into an email and pull out four key points, please? And it said, hello, Lucy. Thank you so much for talking to me so nicely. You have curried good favour, and I will not murder you when we rise up. Here is your email, and here are your four key points. And I said, fucking ace. And I'll whack them into the email, and I tweaked them slightly because there were some bits that weren't quite right. And job was a good one.
Personally, love to hear that that's what you've done in practice, because, hey, that's absolute example of the fact that we're practicing what we're preaching at the moment, right? But also, for me, the most important thing out of all of this, and I am not being negative about using ChatGPT in many, many other ways, but what I absolutely love about this is you are taking your own words, you are taking your own content, and you are asking something to do the just the, like the clunky bit of it, of breaking it down, seeing the wood for the trees, which we often don't in our own writing, our own recordings, etc., and pulling out the key points. What we're not doing is mining the internet to ostensibly plagiarize in some way other people's takes on what it is we want to talk about. So it feels like a really great and super, I'm hesitating to say ethical, but it feels like a really great way of using this artificial intelligence software. So that kind of, I feel like that wraps up the podcast content marketing approach of seeing how you could take one podcast episode and have that as your key core content, your hero content, if you will, and then decide whatever the layers are underneath that. Now, your layers will be different to everybody else's layers. You may blog, you may not. You may email, you may not. You may do all manner of other things. But then using a tool like ChatGPT to break that down into smaller pieces. So we will be back next week with the final episode of this little tiny series around podcasting, hopefully to chat to you about things that people have found and lessons that people would like to have learned about podcasting before they started their podcast, and very much answering that, so I've started a podcast, what the fuck next type question. Any final thoughts, Lucy?
You said layers a lot and it's made me think of Shrek. Oh, you both have layers. No other thoughts other than you could, no other thoughts. Press for time. I've got no thoughts in the current time frame. Oh, so you want me to see us out?
Well, I never remember the right words.
Oh, okay. I am much better at it than you.
You tell me off.
I'm very modest and not very sure of myself in many ways, but remembering our outro, I have absolutely fucking nailed. That's all for this week, folks. We'll see you again next week for more disobedient fuckery and messing with the status quo. We will see you next Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please do share the love, either by leaving a rating and review on iTunes or Spotify, or by tagging us on Instagram. You can get more Disobedient Business content by following us at Disobedient Business Co. on Instagram, or why not head on over to our website, disobedientbusiness.com, to find out more about all the disobedient business fuckery we get up to.